Now, the yoga communities across Sydney have really flourished onto the next level of Oms and Mantras with the rise of Kundalini and Vinyasa classes. The uprising for restorative yoga is now practiced pretty much everywhere, with sound healing, harmoniums and chanting. Omming has become a social awareness movement for the locals. And on the line now, we have Jovana Subutic, Jivamukti-trained yoga teacher, who will guide us through the importance of a yoga movement for better health and well-being. Jo, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem.
So to start off with, how did you enter the world of yoga, and in particular with Jivamukti?
It is a long story, but I'll try to keep it brief. Well, when I was a teenager, I discovered yoga at the local gym. And this was quite a few years ago. I'm in my 30s. And back then, it was a little bit different. It was not as you say, popular and high-tech as it is now. I remember we would all get towels and do the yoga on towels, because yoga mats weren't like a big thing at the time. And I just went on to do yoga classes since then at various places until I stumbled across a little school in Newtown, which is no longer now. It became a Jivamukti yoga center. It was called Samadhi Yoga, and it was over there that I discovered both Jivamukti yoga and Kundalini yoga, which are yogas that I teach at the moment. And so that was sort of my introduction to Jivamukti yoga specifically.
And so what makes Jivamukti yoga different from other types of yoga?
Well, basically, I'm sure that all, you know, there's many yogas that incorporate many aspects, but Jivamukti yoga incorporates a real mix of things, and I think that's what people like about it. It's got the physical practice, which a lot of yogas do. So it's got a lineage that links to Ashtanga yoga. My holy teachers trained with Patabi Joyce, who's the founder of Ashtanga yoga. But, you know, unlike Ashtanga yoga that is very, you know, physical and disciplined and minimalistic, we incorporate many things. So we incorporate music into the practice. We play the harmonium. And we play a music playlist, and I love that because I actually, you know, I come from a music background. I DJ, and I used to actually have a show on 2SER back in the day. And we also incorporate a bit of bhakti, so devotion. We have that aspect. We draw information from the yogic scriptures, so we may look at certain yogic text and discuss it as a part of the class as well. So looking at the ancient texts and looking how they are relevant to a modern life. And every month, one of the senior teachers globally writes an essay, and we have to sort of explore that theme all through the month. So it's very interesting practice in that way. Another thing that makes it stand out is that unlike many yogas where the teacher is at the front demoing, we don't tend to demonstrate in an open class. We do if it's a basics class, but what we do is we verbally instruct and then we physically assist, and the physical assists are pretty intense. So we're in the class, out the back, physically assisting while verbally instructing, while playing music, while discussing a theme, while playing the harmonium, while chanting. So there's a lot going on, and it's a very colourful practice. And all of the teachers, so for a lot of the teachers that are teaching at Jivamukti, well, especially at the Jivamukti centres, we are highly trained. So most of us have done like a 200-hour basic training. We went on to do the Jivamukti training. We went on to do a Jivamukti apprenticeship, and many teachers are advanced. So it's a long road to get to that point.
It sounds like some pretty intense multitasking in there.
Yes,
as well.
I'm trying to keep it brief, but it's, you know.
I like that that's the brief list. That's amazing.
Yes.
When you are training with Jivamukti, how does this actually affect your daily life?
One of the things that I didn't mention is that for us, although the yoga is very rigorous and intense and has a lot of training, and it's a very, you know, intense physical practice, both spiritually and physically, the actual yoga, it's actually a platform for activism, which is a little bit unusual.
Yeah.
So my holy teachers, Sharon and David, really created the yoga to be a platform for activism rather than the other way around. So when I say activism, what I'm talking about can be any aspect, but more specifically, it has to do with animal rights activism. All the teachers in Jivamukti are vegan, and that's something that we encourage and spread through the yoga practice. So it's not unusual that the teacher might bring up this topic in the class if it's something that we're discussing that month. And in fact, I was brought up vegetarian, which is very unusual. My mum was vegetarian, but I always, resisted being vegan until I discovered Jivamukti years ago, and that's actually how I became vegan, and I'm a passionate vegan and animal rights activist now, as well as a yoga teacher.
That's intense as well, because, I mean, you hear a lot about yoga, but not so much about, you hear a lot about, people talking about it, it's affecting my confidence or, just how I feel about myself. But I suppose that is like a big real world difference. That's really cool.
Yeah, and what makes it really interesting is you would think that maybe the fact that we are activists in the class would, maybe turn some people away from it, but, it's so popular. It's a global yoga movement. And I know that, just like the classes in Newtown, you get like 40, 50 people. Like, people are not turned away or shied away from that idea at all. It's amazing.
And I think that is a brilliant note to end it on. Jo, thank you so much for joining us this morning.